We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
7:46, 14 till 9. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Rainy today. It's going to be that way really for the next 3 days. Then we get back into our more summertime pattern, but the tropics are quiet, so we'll take it. And also, we've not been reaching the 90s for highs, which is good. The Saints will practice today. It's open to the public. The tickets are gone until the 16th, I think, is the first day that you can find tickets for a Saints practice. And I presume, as Christian Garrick, an intern with the sports department here, joins us. If it rains, does it depend on lightning, Christian? Maybe they want to get some work done in the rain, or...
Yeah, it's all about lightning. Okay. They have a lightning detector at the facility, and obviously we all know that lightning is not safe to be around. So if it's raining and there's no lightning, they'll stay out there.
Yeah, because you might play in the rain, right?
Yeah, you're likely to play in the rain, mm-hmm. in particular in Tampa Bay or any other place that's got an outdoor stadium. And you always want to practice in those elements that you could face one day.
Tell me about, I guess we'll start yesterday with backup quarterbacks, because Jameis Winston did not practice. Did anybody really steal a show or stand out more than the other?
Well, I mean, I don't know about steal a show, but Andy Dalton looked good functioning with the ones and running with the first team. And Andy Dalton, you would expect that because he's been a starter in this league for a long time, and he knows what he's doing. He can process information, and it's not a surprise that he practiced pretty well. He didn't look out of place.
Mm-hmm. So did it make you feel real good about, I don't know if you're not surprised or not, but, I mean, if the backup can play well, that's very important.
Listen, I've said it before, Tommy, throughout this camp, is I think that I can make the case that Andy Dalton's one of the more sneakier good signings of this offseason.
Under the radar?
Yeah, maybe one of the most important signings. Christian, what are you talking about? They signed Honey Badger. They signed Jarvis Landry. Mm-hmm. But having that backup quarterback with Andy Dalton, that experience is a big luxury. And you feel good about, should something, God forbid, happen to Jameis Winston. You know, some teams lose their starting quarterback, and it's like, oh, God, our season's over.
Yep.
Right? And I wouldn't say that about the Saints. If something were to happen to Jameis Winston, I'd be like, okay, they still got a shot. They still got a chance with Andy Dalton.
Tell me about Ian Book, because there are some people that are big. Somebody keeps texting me about Ian Book. Y'all might get it in the afternoon as well. Do you?
We get it constantly.
Okay. Tell me about Ian Book.
Draft pick, I've never seen so much.
I know. But it's a Notre Dame thing. You know, people are big
Notre
Dame
fans. You know, oh, Joe Montana. Yeah. Listen, Book, if I'm projecting the roster today, I would make the argument the Saints would try to put him on the practice squad and cut him.
Mm-hmm.
And because they have some areas on this team where they're not so deep, so they might want to carry an extra tight end, or they might want to carry an extra offensive lineman or receiver for that matter. So in that case, Andy Dalton would be the backup to Jameis Winston, and the emergency quarterback game day would be Taysom Hill, and that gives you the luxury of trying to put Ian Book on the practice squad. Now, with that said, I thought Ian Book probably had his best practice yesterday, running with the twos, not the threes, but the twos, because Jameis Winston's out and Andy Dalton's running with the ones. I thought he had a pretty good practice. He had a really nice throw for a touchdown, and he throws a deep ball pretty well with some good touch. There's some things to like about Ian Book, but there's also some things that you see and go, yeah, he's not processing the information quickly. Now, it's quicker than it was last year as a rookie, and maybe I'm being too hard on him, but I don't look at Ian Book and go, oh, they hit on something.
Mm-hmm.
They may have hit on something. They may not have.
And along those lines, though, do you get the opposite feeling with Andy Dalton, how this guy's – he gets it, he's grasped it, he's internalized it?
Well, he's proven it, Tommy. Yeah. I mean, he's a proven –
But, I mean, what the Saints specifically are trying to do, because you don't have – you know, and I think everybody knows this, you don't have a lot of time when you're playing. You got to know what you're doing. Otherwise, you'll be – revealed very quickly, right? Exposed?
Yeah, but Andy Dalton's been through, the last 4 years he was in Cincinnati, I think he went through four different offensive coordinators.
Mm.
So picking up a different terminology or picking up a different system is not anything I'm concerned about with Andy Dalton.
Not much he hasn't seen, huh?
No.
Tell me about the linebackers. Tell me what position group got your attention yesterday or something that stood out to you in practice.
Well, it continues to be the defensive back position, in particular, Alante Taylor. I gave him, you know, we have K-Dog's dogs on Sports Talk, and he was one of my dogs from yesterday, the cornerback out of Tennessee, second-round draft pick. You know, when he was selected.
Wait, is that a good thing or a bad thing if you're a K-Dog?
No, it's a good thing. It's not in a traditional sense. Yeah,
I got
it's
you.
Not a traditional sense where, oh, he's a dog.
Right. Like,
you know, you sleep with dogs, you get fleas, et cetera.
what?
That whole saying.
What you're saying is you need more dogs and
more
not
dogs.
Meow cats. I got you. Okay,
yeah,
go ahead.
Need more dogs.
Right.
Not a bunch of meows
yes.
in here. But Alante Taylor is ahead, I think, further ahead of what many thought he would be when they drafted him. Because the Saints were criticized pretty roundly for taking him in the second round. Saying, you know, a lot of the draft experts saying that he's a special teams player and you could have had him in the third round, potentially even the fourth round. But the Saints didn't have a third or fourth round pick, so they went ahead and grabbed him in the second round. And defensively, not just special teams wise, but defensively, he is he's balled out. He's impressive in a lot of ways. He doesn't look like a rookie. And, Tommy, one of the things that unfortunately happened yesterday, Bryce Thompson went down with an apparent leg injury, and he was in a lot of pain, and it looked pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
And he had an outside shot of making this roster, defensive back out of Tennessee. And what I saw, what stinks is you see a guy on the ground writhing in pain in practice, not a game, but in mm-hmm. practice, and you immediately think, man, God, that's got to be tough, because here he did all this work to get ready, all this off-season training to get ready. And it's over in a blink of an eye.
Yep.
You know, and you just think about, golly, you know, he's got to
feel
like.
Well, do we know the extent of the injury yet?
No, but it looked pretty bad. Yeah, and they carted him off the field. And he was, when it happened, he was writhing in pain, you know. And you just look at it and go, man, that just stinks.
And not only, Christian, I would add, not only you haven't had the knee replacements myself, not that, you know, he's going to need any of that, but not only what he's lost, but the road he's got ahead of him. You understand what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Yeah, rehab. Potentially for the next 8 to 12 months, it's nothing but rehab. And that's not what football players want to do. They want to play football, not
Absolutely.
Rehab.
Absolutely. And it can happen in a heartbeat. Thank you, Christian. Appreciate your time. What are you looking for today?
Padded practice, obviously, the fans being out there. I expect a more spirited practice. Listen, Tommy, if I'm being honest with you, you know, you don't really learn a whole lot about a football team until they played a game or two in the preseason, and probably a game or two in the regular season.
Thank you, Christian. Appreciate your time. Christian Garrick, sports director for WWL. 7:53 and a half. Time for traffic now on WWL.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.